Welcome to Everything Belongs, a podcast for those living, creating, leading, and thriving while in the deep end of life. I'm your host, Madison Morgan, leadership coach, creative consultant, and speaker. I coach soulful visionaries and go-getting mavericks who desire to create art of their lives and take their work both deeper and higher. In this show, I'll be bringing you an overflow of conversations with my favorite thought leaders, teachers, healers, and creatives who inspire me to live more fully in my own power, worth, and wholeness, along with offering some episodes where I share my own practical insights, behind-the-scenes peeks into my process, and tools I use on my own journey. There will not be much we shy away from here because at this table, everything belongs. Therefore, you can expect me to ask the uncomfortable, juicy questions. You can expect that you'll hear people you disagree with on the podcast and maybe even ideas you've never previously considered. I trust you with your own discernment as we take this deep dive. You can expect to laugh, cry, learn, and be challenged by the guests as they share their diverse experiences and views of the world. It's my hope through learning to see that all of it belongs that you will develop a more sovereign way of holding yourself so you can playfully go after the life, relationships, and career you are made for, to let all parts of yourself have a seat at the table, to lead and create from your deepest truth and become your own source of validation, all because you finally know you're worthy of it. All that's required to get started, that you show up curious and willing. Let's dive in. What's up, everybody? I'm so thrilled to share with you today's episode on reclaiming your authentic expression. And per usual, this episode came pouring in during a tea ceremony in the morning and felt really vulnerable to write. And so as I share it with you today, I'm just thinking of all the younger parts of myself, all the fragmented parts of myself that I've personally had to reclaim in my own healing journey, and that I continue to reclaim, right? Because healing is a spiral. It's not something we do once. It is more of a garden than it is like a computer. So I'm really excited to share this with you. And yeah, it feels really tender and sweet to me. I'm recording this pretty near the moon. If you're listening to this in real time, the new moon in Cancer is happening on Tuesday, June 28th. And that is just such a potent energy for accessing the parts of us that want to feel at home within us. So if you're listening to this and you're integrating that new moon, such good timing. So basically, ever since I was a little girl, I have always desperately wanted to fit in. And not a day in my life have I ever felt like the cool friend. Right? Some of you might resonate with that. Maybe not. Maybe you were the cool friend and good for you, like genuinely, sincerely good for you if you felt cool. But I've always ran a little bit too hot, not so cool. I've always been a tad too earnest. My feelings live on the surface of my skin. And to the detriment of the part of me that longs to fit in, I could never quite contort myself enough to not come off like a do-gooder or a try-hard. That's just the way it goes for me. I have always felt a little bit like people knew a dance that I couldn't quite figure out, always off a beat, tripping over myself, tripping over the social norms that never quite made sense to me. And perhaps these days in the right circles, these qualities have gained a little bit of popularity, right? Being earnest, being a do-gooder, all of those things have grown in our cultural narrative as positive things, but growing up, I hated how vulnerable it felt to live in my skin. And as many earnest and precocious kiddos who are raised to be good little girls feel, I internalized my not fitting in as something being wrong with me. I sincerely wanted to be good, and I sincerely wanted to fit in, and I sincerely wanted to learn the steps of the dance. Like so many folks who are deeply sensitive, I began to squash and hide and mask my authentic expression for something more palatable to the context in which I was living. And this brings me to the programming that we receive, right? Because the programming we receive tells us who to be. It tells us how to be safe, how to secure love in the world. It's all predicated on our context. So our context, our larger cultural context, informs us on what is acceptable approachable, and what about us needs to be hidden, changed, contorted to be treated well in our society and to gain power in society. So if you grew up in the West, like me, I grew up in the Midwest in the United States, you may have subconsciously or maybe even consciously absorbed the idea that thin, male, white, able bodies are more worthy than fat, pigmented, and disabled femme and trans bodies. And you might feel that. You might feel the impact of that. If you grew up to be a good little girl in this context, you may have received the programming that you needed to be sweet and small, smart but not smarter than men, seductive but definitely not slutty, pretty but do not know it, a caretaker, needless, more mature than your male counterparts but definitely don't look it, nice, never angry, binary and feminine. And in this way, whenever we list it all out like that, we can see how our context informs the programming we receive and what we need to hide about ourselves to fit in with culture. So on a more micro level, your family culture, your school, your trauma, and the media you consumed are also a part of your context. So if you grew up with Christianity being the dominant narrative, this is your context for what a good person is. If you grew up with an academic family or a wealthy family, that is your context. And if you grew up with abuse, that is your context. Your context informs your programming. So why am I bringing this up? Well, one, I just think it's incredibly important on the healing journey to acknowledge these systems that impact our healing. But they not only impact our healing, right? They also impact the programming we received as a young person, because systems are made up of people. Systems are the things that we are all enacting together with our unconscious programming. And I'm a big believer that we need systemic change, but I also see how that macro change starts with the micro. And they actually, I wouldn't say starts, but, you know, goes back and forth, macro and micro, they mirror one another. So the women and femmes who I often work with often resonate with this experience of never quite being able to fit into their culture within their own authentic expression. So they and we did the only rational thing. We learned the dance of the culture. And as you might have guessed, the culture is toxic. Like, some parts of the culture are toxic. So we have learned this dance and we're doing our best to fit into a culture that needs some deconstructing, just like our programming needs some deconstructing. So in order to fit into a context that has a certain standard of who is worthy and who is unworthy, we must become programmed out of our own authenticity, which is another way of saying we have to overfunction to meet an external standard that is incongruent with our own soul's truth. And this, of course, is not a new problem. It's not a problem just of today's time. This is a problem that all of the sacred texts speak to. It's a human problem. It's a problem that our mothers and their grandmothers for eons back have dealt with. And this doesn't just impact women, of course. All genders are impacted within their context to perform social expectations and societal expectations. And my question is simply, but at what cost, right? What cost does it cost us? What does it cost us to enact these societal expectations against our own authentic expression? In my experience, when we never challenge or question this programming, we not only become complicit in perpetuating it, but we also stay trapped in a cycle of meeting an external standard and betraying our inner truth. So let me slow down and ask you this, a couple questions. Who would you be if you didn't have to be good or nice or pretty or pleasing? Who would you be if you felt safe to fully express yourself, to make art and really say what you mean? Who would you be if you said no when you meant no and yes only when you meant yes? In my personal favorite, what if there is nothing wrong with you? When our context, our culture, communicates conformity and sameness as belonging, many of us invert these harmful narratives, not only squashing and masking our authenticity, but also internalizing the belief that something is wrong with us when we can't live up to it. And sometimes even when we can, right? when so many people are humming along and performing social norms that keep them small and stuck, when it's a struggle for us, we can begin to wonder if we are the problem. And that, my friends, is shame. The internalization of external disharmony is so common for women and femmes, so much so that we don't often realize that the thoughts and feelings of being broken or unworthy or feeling out of place and the shame have become the programming, that very programming from which we live, which is another way of saying that our baseline is shame. Our baseline is feeling like something is wrong with us. When we are taught to be good, sweet, kind, and small, we develop an inverse relationship to our own shame and anger. What can end up happening from this is that we become so disconnected from our own desires and our own bodies that we start to outsource our validation and hustle for wholeness and hustle for belonging, chasing something external because the internal feels like shame. We've internalized the shame rather than externalizing disgust and anger. And I'm going to break that down a little bit more. We become disconnected from healthy and clean anger. So instead of being accurately angry at something unjust within the context in which we live, something outside of us, we internalize it. We think, I'm bad, I'm wrong, I'm disgusting, I'm broken, which is shame. So getting in touch with our own shame, feelings of anger, and learning to wield these energies healthfully allows us to rid ourselves of toxic shame and accurately point our anger into passionate action. Because whenever we are internalizing this, it's immobilizing us. It's like kind of like paralyzing us to the point where we can't move and move that anger into the world into something that is productive. We implode on ourselves. So getting in touch with these feelings, releasing them and wielding them is such important work because when we continue to internalize them and we clamp down around them inside of us, it keeps us small and stuck and sick. It keeps us out of our power. It keeps us over-functioning, performing, and hiding. Ask me how I know. Learning to access and allow these emotions is a big part of reprogramming our brains and our nervous systems to feel safe in our truth, our power, and our expression in the world. So I want to ask you again, who would you be if you didn't have to be good or nice or pretty or pleasing? Not that you can't be those things, but who would you be if you didn't have to be? Who would you be if you felt safe to express fully, to make your art and really say what you mean? Who would you be if you said no when you meant no, and yes only when you meant yes? What if there is nothing wrong with you? When I think back on the young one that I was, trying to learn the dance of her culture, desperately wanting to fit in and willing to forsake her authenticity for a chance at belonging, I have so much compassion. But I also now see that stripping back the layers of this programming has allowed me to get back in touch with the dance that I was here to dance, the dance that's my soul's dance. I'm never tripping over the dance that is my soul's fullest expression. I'm never missing any steps when I'm marching to the beat of my own drum. I'm no longer having to figure out the dance of culture and its dancing because I'm no longer interested in forsaking my truth for a chance of false belonging. And, you know, honestly, I love my earnestness. The very things I wanted to squash about myself, I love them. I love my authenticity. I love that I'm often a tryhard because I really care. And I love that I can be, you know, perceived as a know-it-all because I'm fucking smart. And I actually do know a whole hell of a lot. And as a woman, I think it's time more women owned how much they know and how much they care. And I guess I'll start with me because it's the only person I can start with. So if you, like me and many of the folks I work with, were raised in a context that programmed you to be a good little girl, but you're looking for more freedom, let this be an invitation to dance your own dance of liberation. So, goodness. It feels really good to share that with you. And I wanted to let you know that if you really are interested in doing this beyond today's episode and the questions I posed today, I want to invite you to my free 4-part mini course It's called Stripped, and it is really about stripping back all of these stories. And I think this work is more important now than ever. I think it's always important, but I think it's so important right now. You know, it's the same week that Roe versus Wade was overturned. And along with my rage and my grief and the actions I'm taking in my local community, I'm thinking a lot about the impact of this work, of this deprogramming work that I teach inside of my programs, how to reconnect with your essence, how to strip back all that's not you to live your authentic expression. And I've really asked myself, what contribution do I want to be making to society right now in a time like this? And it is really imperative to me to support people, to peel back the layers of programming that keeps us from seeing who we really are, which also keeps us from seeing who other people really are. I'm a believer that energies have momentum, that consciousness has momentum. And I think doing this work to peel back the way that we've internalized our cultural programming and our familial programming so we can really express who we actually are in the world, be who we really are in the world, fully expressed, fully sovereign, actually free to be who we are, which I think is right in line with what is happening in society right now. It's like a very big split that many of us are watching happen. But I do believe in that momentum. And I think more people doing this work, even on themselves, is such an act of activism to really be doing that slow, deep work of stripping back the stories that are not yours, that were never yours, and handing them back, saying no thank you, asking them to be composted and given back to the earth. Mother Earth knows what to do with all of the stuff. So to strip this back, to give it back to the earth and step more truly into our essence, into who we really are. We humanize ourselves and we humanize others. We understand where these adaptive strategies come from, why we disconnected from our essence, how to really get back to our true core authentic self. And that's what Stripped is all about. So it just happens to be really timely and something that feels very passionate for me, because what we're seeing in culture is a mirror of what's happening inside so many of us, inside of all of us, actually. It's what's happening inside of all of us. The macro always reflects the micro. And as more of us do this work of getting back to our true essence, that momentum, I believe, is going to be too strong for things to last in a dominating narrative, in a culture that dominates for very much longer. So that's my hope and prayer with this work. And if you want support with it, I want to invite you in. So Stripped is free. It's a 4-part mini series and it's emailed to you. So it's audio and written. So you get the written transcript and the audio recording. And there are a couple journaling prompts at the end of each of it. And in the middle of July, we will be having a live workshop called Awakening to Freedom. So if you're interested, all of it is free. You can just go to awakenhersoul.com/stripped. There should be a link in the show notes here, and you can just click that and register so I know where to send it to your inbox. It is thankfully off social media. There is an option to opt into a Facebook community if you want to be sharing. But I know so many of you are really enjoying your space from social media right now. So if that's you, definitely register, get it delivered to your inbox, and enjoy that really slow, nourishing pace. It will be the emails themselves will be delivered every 4 days. So you'll sign up, you'll get the first lesson immediately, and then 4 days after that, you'll get lesson 2. 4 days after that, lesson 3, and then again, 4 days after that, lesson 4. And soon after, there'll be that workshop, Awakening to Freedom. And all of this is a free taste of what I offer inside of Awaken Her Soul, but it is hearty and it is good and it is free. So definitely get on it if this episode resonates with you, if you want to be peeling back that good girl programming and step more sovereignly into your wholeness and your power and your true essence. God, I'm very passionate about this. So thank you for listening to today's show. I hope to see you inside of Stripped and to read some of your emails or Facebook posts in our community about how it is all landing with you. So I'll be back next week. And for those of you who are joining Stripped, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for tuning in to Everything Belongs. With the number of podcasts and content online and a very full life, I know the value of your attention, and I'm so grateful for every minute you spend listening to this show and having these conversations reverberate through your home, your car, and in your life. Thank you so much. If you loved this episode, please subscribe and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes or on your favorite podcast app so others might find this podcast. You can find the show notes for every episode on my website and find more out about today's guest by going to madisonmorrigan.com/podcast. And if you want to find a place to get started with my coaching work, the best place to do so is to download the Call Your Energy Back practice. It is a free journal guide and short hypnotic meditation to help you get into a daily routine of connecting to yourself so that you can take up all of your rightful space, embody your wholeness, and live with the power that comes when you really belong to yourself. You can go to madisonmorrigan.com/energy-back to download it right now. This meditation uses binaural beats, the brilliance of your subconscious mind, and powerful coaching questions to release the energy and emotions of other people, to generate a field of protection all around you, and will leave you feeling full of your true self, powerful, worthy, and whole. Now, if you're not already, please come and hang with me over on Instagram, DM me, and let me know your favorite part of this episode. And until next time, remember that curiosity can be a portal to a life where everything belongs.